You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, tune into News Channel 5 tomorrow night at 7 p.m. to get a personal look at the 2015 draft class of the Browns and the stories that brought them to Cleveland. It's a special edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. It's the Browns Rookie Spotlight this Thursday at 7 p.m. prime time on News Channel 5, your new TV home of the Browns. Perfect. You can watch that from 7 to 8, 8 o'clock Cavaliers of Cleveland. Boom.
Let's go.
Boom.
Close it out.
Do it.
Get a rest. What? So if they were to win Thursday.
It's good. Rest.
They
chill.
Would probably open up with the next series win.
I don't know. I don't know if it's Tuesday.
Maybe Thursday. So you got to figure Thursday, Saturday. And actually the Wizard.
Right now it's Thursday to Sunday. We play
Thursday, Sunday.
Would be seven,
Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah.
But the other series that's playing right now, they play tonight in what would be what? Game five? They're 2-2?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So they're a game up. They're a game behind. They're a day behind
us. So they would be
us.
Monday. So it couldn't be till Wednesday at the earliest.
Right. But if it went to seven, it would be what?
I'm saying maybe if they went to seven.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it'd be Monday. Don't you think Gibbs would be
Wednesday,
would be
Friday?
Hold on, I'm looking now.
Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, for them. And then you figure at least not a 2-day rest for them. They've got to have a 3 or 4 day rest. Maybe like a Thursday of next week.
All right, so game five for Washington, Atlanta tonight. Game six is Friday. Game seven is Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah, so the series
means
would start Wednesday.
Probably Wednesday.
Really?
Yep.
They only get a 2-day rest?
I would. Well, I mean, the first round, that seven game between the Clippers and the Spurs ended on Saturday. That game one was on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But that meant we close it out tomorrow. And we'd have 6 days rest.
That would be nice.
That'd be nice.
Which is not eight, which is when we came out like whatever and dropped the game at home.
No,
to the Bulls.
It would be huge. That'd be huge.
This team just needs rest right now.
They do. Exactly. And I think, I don't know, neither team scares me.
No.
And not simply because they're a lower seed.
In the East.
And not because they're a lower seed, but I think we can dominate the Wizards, whereas the Falcons. The Hawks.
Julio Jones is going to give us problems.
Exactly. Damn it, Matt Ryan. I think that the Hawks are just more balanced. They're a better defensive team. And you never know where their scoring is going to come from,
right,
which is hard.
They're balanced, as you said. I think that this is the toughest series they're going to face until
the
finals.
Me too. Oh, the finals is going to be
Western
very
Conference is
interesting.
Nice. I think I want Golden State. I think we match up pretty okay with Golden State.
I do too. Just those. Those streaky three-point shooters scare the bejesus out of me,
man. They can put points up.
They can.
In a hurry. So reports coming out now that Tom Brady's suspension is going to be overturned completely. And I read, if you read the Monday Morning Quarterback with Today's with Peter King, if you read a very good article of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, there are just a lot of holes in what Ted Wells has put together at the cost of north of $5 million for the National Football League. They're going to make it very, very difficult, I believe, for them to win any appeal. And in talking to a bunch of, I'm going to call them league sources, which I did this morning about this incident. And by the way, people on Twitter get very mad that we even talk about the Flategate on the show, which
NEPD.
I mean, it's the biggest story.
It's an NFL story.
It's a big story in the NFL by a lot. But they all think that the NFL is in big trouble. And that's after a couple of them talked directly with Tom Brady's agent and then also with the attorney Kessler.
That's the one guy that the NFL should fear, Jeffrey Kessler. You know, he's gone to bat multiple times for the NFLPA. He's gone to bat in, you know, for different players.
He was part of Bounty Gate.
Exactly. He exonerated some of the players. You know, I know Jonathan Vilma came out this morning. I read a little article about, you know, what he said in regards to Tom Brady. He said, lawyer up.
Lawyer up is what he said, yeah.
Lawyer up and basically do everything you can from speaking in the media and drawing more attention to yourself personally.
Well, Donald Trump was on SportsCenter. I've got a couple cuts here if you guys want to hear.
Sure.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
The first cut is he's talking about how big of a witch hunt this is and then what Brady should do from a legal aspect.
Yeah. It just seems like a witch hunt, frankly, and I think it's very unfair to somebody that's been so good to the league. I mean, without Tom Brady, you know, I mean, he's a real star, and a star person, and he's been great to the league.
I was listening to Really Big Show, and they ran that same clip. And I think it was Gerard, who, of course, has the Brady connection, the Patriot connection, and in his, you know, we talked to him yesterday on this very same show. And he came out, and if you listen closely to that, the comments of Donald, and he almost made reference to Brady being bigger than the league. He kind of cut himself off, and he's like, he's been one of their great players. And that's to me, that insinuation of him saying it, or the Patriots and or Tom Brady feeling that way, is a lot of the reason why I think the NFL and the commissioner really flexed their muscles in this case.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what Trump said Brady should do. Here's advice for Tom Brady, compliments of the Donald.
Well, personally, I'd tell him to sue the league for a lot of money. I'd say defamation and everything else. And, you know, a lot of people say the Bulls might not have even been under that group. And everybody does. You know, I'm hearing everybody does it. Now, what do I know? But I'm hearing that it's been done by others.
So what's interesting is, and in Pro Football Talk today, they go through it, and some stuff that happened is very, very shady in terms of how it went down. For example, that it was said to Chris Mortensen that the balls were 10 out of the 12 balls or 10 of the 11 balls were 2 pounds under, which is not true,
correct.
And that's in there. And a lot of stuff kind of caused the momentum for this to end up being a bigger deal than it was. In fact, you know, they've talked about how officials didn't know anything about the air pressure. They didn't really care about it. And that really the way that it came out with, you know, them saying 10 of the balls were 2 pounds under, et cetera, it's not true. And the funny thing about it is the Colts balls had a higher initial inflation rate because that's how Andrew Luck liked them versus how Tom Brady liked them. And that's why theirs were all higher even after the loss in air pressure from the ideal gas law or whatever, you know, this science that we're talking about, et cetera. But someone from the league who leaked to ESPN's Chris Mortensen, 10 of the 12 balls were a full 2 pounds below the minimum, was a big deal because that, first of all, that was not true. That information leaked to Mortensen gave the story more traction, a higher degree of significance, and put the Patriots on the defensive. This is from Pro Football Talk, without knowing the specific measurements. So it ended up being a big deal when, in fact, 10 of the 12 balls were not 2 pounds under the minimum, but that all 12 balls, including the one that had been intercepted by Jackson, tested within the range consistent with the application of the ideal gas law. So if the first story, what he's saying is, if the original story came out, Chris Mortensen, instead of saying 10 of the 12 balls were 2 pounds under the actual limit, said, oh, by the way, every ball that was taken was within the limits that you'd be expected for balls to lose their pressure in cold weather like that day, it's not even a story. I don't think anything happens. And because somebody leaked a blatant lie, that now you're dealing with a situation that is out of hand. And I think the other thing that they're hitting on is the text messages between the two ball boys, where one calls himself the deflator. When there's stuff that they say that isn't in line with what Ted Wells wants, he says it's a joke. They're joking. But when it's stuff that helps his argument, he says all of a sudden, oh, those are the serious ones.
But that's like, you know, us joking with Gibbs and saying, you know, calling him, you know, jorts, but he actually has jorts.
Right, so it's not a joke.
So it's not a joke. So it's like, I can call you the deflator, you know, or reference deflating.
The jorter.
The jorter. We can call him the jorter.
We can.
From this point further.
I hate you guys.
We might.
And, but I mean,
the jorter.
It's reality that Gibbs has jean shorts. And he wears them, almost wore them to his golf league, okay? So if we're referencing him and jorts, it's actually true. Whether he wears them every day or not, that's, you know, nor here nor there. So in referencing or making a joke about deflating or deflator or some insinuation,
right,
comes with the fact that it's been done so much so that you've made a joke about it.
It's possible, but there's certain things that they joke about, too, that are the exact opposite. Like,
right,
we're going to make it watermelons and balloons, and the only thing deflating is Tom Brady's quarterback rating.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So it is interesting, and we're going to get the take from Boston on this when we come back. Christopher Price from WEEI.com has covered the Boston sports scene for more than a dozen years. He is plugged in there, and right now they're having a little bit of fun with this in Boston, a lot of anger. So we're going to come back and hear from him right after this.